Clearly then it is not we that make you miserable, but you yourselves. For how can it be that the devil should not from now on mock you, seeing you shaking in fear even before the strike and trembling at the threat? Or rather, when you merely perceive this as a threat, he will no longer need to strike you, but leaving you to maintain your wealth, he will make you softer than any wax by the anticipation of it being taken away. This is because it is our nature, as it were, not to find the things we fear as terrifying after experiencing them, as before and while they are yet untested. Therefore, to stop you from gaining even this virtue, he keeps you in the peak of fear, melting you down like wax in the fire with the fear of poverty, before you've even experienced it. Indeed, a person like that is softer than any wax and lives a life more miserable than Cain himself. For the things he has in surplus, he fears. For the things he doesn't have, he grieves. And again, in regards to what he possesses, he trembles, carrying his wealth internally like a stubborn runaway slave and surrounded by who knows what variety of indescribable emotions. For indescribable desire and numerous fears and anxieties and trembling from all directions stir them up. They are like a ship being tossed by conflicting winds from every direction and enduring many violent waves. And how much better for such a person to perish than to be enduring a continuous storm? For even Cain would have found it more bearable to have died than to be forever trembling.